Ha! Blockbuster finally closed its last store.
It's about time. I mean, can you believe we actually used to go to those places?
Yeah, video store, I'd love to drive to you and give you $3 so I can rent a DVD for 5 days. Driving.
I can just find whatever movie I want to watch on a little thing called Netflix. Like, if Netflix doesn't have the rights, like, I can just see if it's available on Hulu Plus.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
And because a lot of the time that doesn't actually work, I can just see if it's on demand this week. And if it's not, I'll just ask my mom for her HBO Go password. And when she can't remember it, because she can never remember her HBO Go password, fine, I'll just sign up for a bunch of 1 week free trials of Google Play and Amazon Instant Video and Crackle. And then I'll forget that I signed up and I'll forget to cancel it and I'll end up paying for subscriptions for an entire year. But it's like, whatever, if it's not even on those sites, that's fine, I can just BitTorrent it. Doi, I can BitTorrent it from a series of international mirror sites based in Moldova. And after I found a torrent that actually works and I close all the pop-up ads, it's only a 3 hour download. And say I have to convert the .rar file to an MP4, you know, and then the sound doesn't work on my Wii U and my PSP Vita, fine, I'll just download a DivX converter codec so I can play it on my computer hooked up to my TV with an HDMI Thunderbolt cable. Fine, and also I can just watch it on my Apple TV through iTunes with a rental that's, you know, only 24 hours, but fine, if something comes up in those 24 hours, that's okay. I'll just watch it on YouTube in a series of 10-minute chunks that somebody made by filming the movie playing on their own TV. But yeah, video store, you're definitely the most convenient way to watch a movie.